taxi so far.
Have fun.
Oh. Was up today, working on the next book. Spelunking the Afterlife is its working title at the moment. I don't plan these things out terribly, you know. I've already got all the things mostly based on a bunch of blog posts that I did, you know, about, you know, the kingdoms and judgment and stuff like that. And are you all right? Okay.
Come on.
Uh-huh.
But there are... on a pebble.
Yeah, you were. There it is. Anyway, so I'm starting to put in some other stuff. Because it's my take that... that most of what we spend our time doing is rationalizing our bad behavior, our poor behavior, right?
Sure.
I can do this. I don't have to worry about growth and progression and stuff like that because of this, you know. I may be a disabled person, therefore, growth and progression, I can skip that. That's for people who don't have disabilities or something, you know? Or I've got these really strong sexual urges and I can't be married to just one person, or I can't, you know, or I can't be a dutiful husband because I've just got more sexual needs than my wife can handle. So, you know, that's a rationalization for me to go out and have affairs and stuff like that. And you're going, I'm not going to browbeat you for your choices. I says, but... and this is an important part of what I feel like that squaring up is the fact that we can't bake on our rationalization. You know, because if you choose to do those things, that's your choice. Will you pay for it? Yes. Will you get a lesser reward because of it? Yes. If you're willing for that to happen, all happy day to you. You know? Because the most important thing is, don't lie to yourself. I have a lot more respect for people who just come right out and say it. Yeah, I do this because I enjoy it. I do this because it's fun. And I don't care about the consequences. And you go, okay. He says, that's honest. Thank you. As opposed to somebody who says, well, there isn't a God. And therefore, I don't have to behave this way. You know, there's no punishment for this. And you go, number one, it says, okay, fine. If it said, you have to understand that God hides behind a corner. Oh, yeah. He keeps himself somewhat at a distance. He hides. This is what, let's just say, what it is, he's got his reasons for why he does it. I think they're legitimate ones. He says, so yeah, are a certain proportion of his kids going to say there is no God, or there's no evidence of it, so I'm not going to believe it? You go, sure. You kind of set it up that way. But it was part of seeing what kind of a person you'd actually become when it was just up to you, when you didn't have some parent, you know, lording over you. It's like the whole thing about leaving home. It says, I'm glad my children leave home, not because I don't love them, but because then they become the people that they want to be. And if that bothers them, if they don't like the kind of person they're becoming, it says, then they need to do something about it. I don't mind being helpful. You know, I don't want to hear the crap of, well, my parents didn't do this, and my parents didn't do that, and that's why I'm the way I am, and that's why blah, blah, blah. And you go, nope, nope, rationalization, rationalization. Tired. I'm not taking the blame for any of this. But it also means that I feel fully, you know, if I don't like, for instance, what Shana does, I can either choose to keep my mouth shut or I can say something about it. It says, either way is fine. Because Shana already knows what I think of it. I don't have to say anything. Yeah?
Yeah, but sometimes it's really hard not to say anything.
Well, I'm never having to say anything to her, so I'm not going to. I bet you I could say, okay, Shana, what do you think I would say? And she might, and she'll probably nail it. And you go, good. Well, that's Taylor. Except to say, Shana, I love you. You know. I think you're a closet. I don't know. Because I don't think she's acted on any of it. It says, I think you would love to be a transvestite. I think you would find that very appealing. Here we go. And if it's only the creaky sound of me and Mom's voice in your head, or your ancestors in your head, that tell you that's not decent, stopping you from doing it, well, God bless all of us for having stuck that in your head. It's going to save you from a lot of stupidity. I think you can start a little too heavily with them. And you're doing the very careful testing of the waters to see if you want to become one yourself. You're going, you're wasting a lot of time and a lot of effort that if you invested in something else, you'd be a lot happier for it. This is not something to navel care about. You know, you go, Shana, just be honest. Because if you ever bring up honesty to her, she gets all offended, right? How dare you say that? And you go, excuse me? Hello? Everybody else sees it. The only person that doesn't seem to is you. You're lying to yourself. You like hanging out with victims because you really could you would really like to be a victim yourself. You're just not a very good one. You don't have much of a victimization to go for. She's white. She's Well, but very few people are.
No, but she wants to be.
Yeah, but she wants to be. You know. And you're going, you know, and you're... And you can't bring yourself to be a sexual pervert. I said, that's good. I'm glad. Now, I think you're doing it for all the... For some pretty low reasons. That's okay. I said, God threatened the children of Israel all the time with some pretty low stuff. Gave them a bunch of low rules to have to keep. Very formulaic stuff. Just to make it so you could... You know, because he's trying to help them along, for Pete's sake. You go, that's okay. Low work, too. If you don't like God because you think God's a thug, and you go, well, maybe in your world he has to be a thug. Or else you're not going to do anything right. You're not going to straighten up. He's just like every parent. He knows more about how things work than you do. And he's doing what he can. You know, and you can say all, you know, you can virtue signal all day long if you want to. Oh, that's a nasty, mean, rotten, ugly God. Kind of like old, Brother Martin who got up. He's a real traditional guy.
Okay.
Definitely, almost pre-baby boomer in his attitudes about it. Definitely the attitudes of his parents. For being, spanking and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you go, you know what? This is, I'm a child development guy, I have no problem with that. He says, is doing it a different way better? I don't know. Depends on the kid. Some kids, you gotta beat something into their head with a splat, for Pete's sake. Horrible. Good morning. And then other kids are just so, you know, oh, I'll just do whatever my parents love because I know my parents love me. It's like, oh, wow, this is nice. I like this. This is easy. All kinds of people. And so, yeah. And you go, yeah, this is, but there's all kinds of parents, too. Like the whole thing of, well, I would never beat my kids. You go, good. That's not a bad idea. Because now, if you have a... If you're a nice person, and you don't want to get into your kid's face, if you end up having a belligerent child, I said, that might not work so well. But you know what? You're you. He's him. You're probably going to want to do the best you can. Most parents do. With the confusing maelstrom of all the stuff and all the advice and everything else. You know, threat of authorities coming and getting you if you go overboard. You know, threat of having a kid that if you don't go overboard with them, they're gonna go off the rails completely. You know, it's a hard life. You know, but most important thing is be honest. You know, do I have faults? You know, I got faults out the water. Too easy going. I got a lazy streak that I'm only partially doing much about. You know? I've got that relentless portion that when I want to go do something, I'm going to go do it. Come hell or high water sometimes. Luckily, it doesn't come out much. The laziness kind of, in some twisted, evil way, balances that out, in a sad way, actually. And you go, we can't spend a lot of time telling ourselves stories about how wonderful we are, how bad we are, or whatever. It's important to be honest with ourselves. It's too easy to come up with rationalizations for, basically, bad behavior. Almost all ideology, I think, springs from rationalizations for your behavior. Alright, we better go across. We take a short route, huh? You're wonderful to me, thank you.
Of course, I don't know if my watch is right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mine, I don't know about mine either. This should be at 15.
Okay.
Good. No, we're fine. Let's keep going.
Okay.
Oh, you want to change your watch?
Yeah.
Okay. We got a minute. All the 3 or 4 seconds that took, not bad. Yeah?
Oh, it takes a little bit more to get back on.
So yeah, in this chapter I was writing, it was about atheists, you know, because this is basically a book about the afterlife. And you go, well, there's some people who think there is an afterlife, and I go, sorry, that's just a rationalization.
Oops, I guess we need to get over, huh?
I said, if we are wise people, and we try to do good planning, you go, I think it would be wise to think there was an afterlife. I think even if you have doubts about whether there's really a God or not,
you should act as if there was.
Yeah, I do. So I think you should act that way anyway.
Okay.
This is because there's an even chance that if you don't think that's true, that you're wrong. You can have all the doubts you want. All I know is people who believe in God, they tend to try to behave better. Whether it's because they're scared to death that God's going to get them, or whether it's because they want to do it out of a devotion to Christ, or Allah, or whatever. I said, these are all good things. It says, atheists do nobody any good. If your personal doubt starts ruling the freaking day, it says you'll do all kinds of horrible things because you say, well, you know what? I can get away with it. So what difference does it make? And you go, and then you start spreading this weird preaching to other people, because it's fine if you think that way and you go off and start committing crimes because you know you can, you know, statistically you can get away with it and happy. Says, but don't spread that doctrine around. Because people use it as a rationalization. You may not choose to. Other people will. And when you sit here and you go, well, that just means they need to be moral people. And you go, why? Why would they be moral people? You don't give them any reason to be moral. If you stole guns from a mafia boss, you would probably think that was something good. If you went on a killing tirade, it just happened to be against gangsters or, you know, perish the thought.
Why are there so many
Muslims? I don't know. Weird, huh?
Yeah.
I don't know. They just always being grackles, man. Grackles must be molting. Monsters? They're all sticking up though, it's funny, huh?
I know.
So anyways, let's see how they fall. They all kind of tend to go down, and that's the heavy part, and then you got the... So I guess it makes some sense. Oh, you can't even read that with all the poop on it.
Oh.
I know this was some victory tree planted for some veteran, I think. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah,
it's
like
that's not like all those guano fat trees. Yeah, we gotta come through and blow off the face of birds go away. Anyway, so that's what that chapter was gonna be about. It was about the whole thing of, and it may be a very short chapter because I tend to just say what needs to be said and then leave it and go on. Everybody's saying, and then I test it over and over and over and over and over again. You go, but he doesn't do that in his writing particularly. Right, it's a little short. In fact, it's too short. They say your stuff isn't marketable because it's too small. So it's not better that it's small. Oh my gosh, that's horrible, dude. We're both done for that, aren't we?